The ceasefire deal between Israel and Iran is in effect at this hour, but tensions remain high in the region.
Earlier today, we watched President Donald Trump lash out at Israel for bombing Iran after the deal was reached, and then he criticized both countries for violating the agreement. ABC's Perry Russum has the latest from D.C.
With the hope of a ceasefire between Israel and Iran fading, President Trump lashing out at both countries.
We basically have two countries that have been fighting so long and so hard that they don't know what they're doing.
After Israel and Iran agreed to a ceasefire overnight, within hours, Israel accusing Iran of violating the agreement. Israel's Fire and Rescue Authority says this was the scene in the northern part of the country, part of an Israeli interceptor missile seen here, landing near a shed filled with goats. Iran denying the attack. Israel responding, launching retaliatory strikes, claiming to destroy a radar system near Tehran. President Trump says he believes both countries violated the ceasefire.
These guys got to calm down. Ridiculous.
President Trump speaking to Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu this morning after calling on Israel to not attack Iran and turn around its planes. Netanyahu's office says after speaking to Trump, they refrained from further attacks on Iran.
It's not in Israel's best interest right now to do a ceasefire, frankly. They have the Iranians on the ropes, and from their perspective, they want regime change. They're not overtly saying that, but that's very clear. And I think the only way that does get solved, frankly, is if Israel accomplishes its objectives.
President Trump making it clear he is not happy with Israel. This is the first time we have seen him this frustrated with an American ally. He is now on his way to the Netherlands for a NATO summit, where all of this will be a topic of conversation. Perry Russum, ABC News, Washington.